being in the conscious age is such a great fortune to all of us. To be the handful of the chosen one from God is such a beautiful experience. It's such a special experience for all of us. Being in this diamond age, being with Baba, being with Brahma Baba, recognizing him in this form, might be in the entire Kalpa, will be meeting Baba's children and Baba, Brahma Baba, in different names and forms, but recognizing, seeing Baba in this form, and to belong to God in this way is such a beautiful experience. From this particular picture, we see how God is writing letter to his children. He is writing a letter to me. Can get that personal experience. For whom we were looking for half a kalpa, we have met him now in the accurate form. We know him as he is. We listen to God's versions every day. We see him. We watch him talking. We listen to him in the physical form. While we look at this picture, enjoy your confluence-aged life. Appreciate how fortunate each one of us are to be the direct child of God, to be belonging to him. Along with Baba being our father, teacher and Sadhguru, he is also our friend. taking drishti from the mind, Baba, from this picture, we experience that deep feeling of belongingness. He understands me as I am. We can feel how, along with Shiva Baba, Brahma Baba and Mama, they are nurturing us, they are filling us with love, knowledge and power to make each child powerful and worthy for the golden age. we can feel as though they are still with us. Amma, who is also Saraswati, Baba has kept us, has put her in front of all of us as an example. Follow Mama and Baba and become perfect. Mama was called as Mama because of her maturity, deep understanding of knowledge and constant awareness of the self, of Baba and of drama. She is our spiritual mother. Incognito river. Who played a very important role in the foundation of this yajna. So fortunate to have such examples in front of us. We are fortunate to belong to such elevated family. we can see young dadis who renounced everything and belong to God. This picture is about when they packed everything in Karachi to come to India. In spite of belonging to a very wealthy family, very well respected in the society, they recognized God, renounced everything, their wealth, luxury, respect in the society. They had to face many hardships. They broke all the bondages. And they belong to God. They were the embodiment of renunciation and unlimited love for God. We can reflect for ourselves. Do we have such renunciation, unlimited love for God, and commitment as these dadis had? This is where, when they came from Karachi to India, it's Okraput in Gujarat. The Yajna God created for all of us in a very simple form. Baba came to this world in an incognito way, in an ordinary person. Task of establishment is taking place. We can see the humble beginnings of this yajna, how it started as a small stream. You see Mama in her tapasya position. Others understand Baba's knowledge in a very simple form. Embodiment of tapasya and wisdom. Whoever came in front of Mama had the vision of Durga, the embodiment of power. Anyone who came with bad intention would get transformed in front of this world, Mother. Any obstacle which came in front of her would be destroyed in few minutes. Even now we feel her presence, we experience the sustenance. Here again we see Mama in tapasya. How stable she looks. Completely merged in Baba's remembrance. Here we see Mama coming back from service tour. We see Prakashmani Dadi on her right and Manmohini Didi on her left. Even when anyone offers respect, we see so much of detachment in her. A perfect balance of loving and detachment. Through these pictures, we are connecting to our ancestors, to the jewels of Baba's Yajna. When we love Baba, we start to love his family as well. When we start to recognize the jewels of Baba's family, we feel closer to Baba. Again, Mama and Daddy Prakashmani in tapasya. They used to do long hours of tapasya. Sometimes 2 hours, 3 hours, 6 hours continuously. Sometimes overnight bhatis. This tapasya was a foundation for everyone, but also for the yajna. They did tapasya for 14 years. Can I check within myself and see within a day how much time do I spend in tapasya? the end, Manmohini Didi. Foundation of our yagya. A perfect balance, an example of unity. A balance of love and law. Didi was the embodiment of law and discipline, and Dadi was the embodiment of love. In spite of being the heads of the organization, we can see the innocence, the simplicity, and the love in both of them. They never thought that they are heads of the organization, but a world server, instruments of God. So humble and down to earth. Manmohini Didi, the powerhouse of discipline, very clear intellect. She had a very powerful power to discriminate. She could understand and recognize each and every soul. She could see them from within. In spite of belonging to a very wealthy family, renounced everything in a second and came to Baba. beloved Dadiji, who is an inspiration to hundreds and thousands of people. The one who won the hearts of many. The real jewel of light. A very efficient leader, whose decisions even God respected. Even Shiv Baba had full faith in her decisions. The one who had the capacity to mold herself according to the people around. She was like a child with the children, a responsible leader with the political and religious leaders. An ordinary person with ordinary people. Embodiment of humility and authority. Chandramani Dadi, was also called as the Lioness of Punjab. Very courageous. At the same time, very simple. Her name means Jewel of Moon. Cool and soothing. But at the same time, very powerful. Dadi used to sit in hours of silence, hours of meditation, completely merged in Baba's love. She was the first director of Gyan Sarovar. Hridya Pushpa Dadi, the Laukik elder sister of Chandramani Dadi, who was responsible for starting service in southern India. Baba sent her to Bangalore with 5 rupees in her hand. Didn't know the language, people, but just faith in one Baba. Went to Bangalore, lived in the park, took bath in the railway station, slept on the footpath. But then, the whole service started in southern India because of her. Even during hardship, they never lost faith in Baba. They had unshakable commitment and love for Baba and Baba's service. These dadis used to feel Baba all the time around them. Not only remember Baba, but they could feel Baba's presence all the time. Manohar Dadiji, also known as Har Har Gange, the first instrument to start service in Delhi. and also used to narrate Baba's yajna stories like a film. Every time she had different stories to share. And also the second director of Gyan Sarovar. These dadis made even eminent people, very well-known people in the society, bow down to them with their power of purity and simplicity. Shantamani Dadi. Her name means the jewel of peace. She was a practical example of peace. Laukik niece of Mama. Whoever met her could feel her good wishes and pure feelings, no matter whoever came in front of her, experienced it. Very accurate in her studies. Constantly radiated that positive energy to everyone. Irrespective of how they behaved towards her. These dadis were beyond name and fame, complete renunciates. Thank you. at the same time very happy always. Brajendra Dadi, the Laukik daughter-in-law of Brahma Baba, Dada Lake Raj. The first one to see Shiv Baba entered in Brahma Baba. Very powerful. And had a very unlimited heart, unlimited intellect. Was in charge of Maharashtra zone. Nirmal Shanta Dadi, Laukik daughter of Dada Lake Raj. She was the embodiment of sweetness and humor, very happy always. Also the in charge of the eastern zone, lived in Calcutta, Baba's Gaddi. her name means cool and coolness and peace. So she radiated an energy of peace and happiness around her constantly. Vishwakishore Bhav was a pillar of the Yajna, one of the very few brothers who lived in the Yajna during the initial days. He was a Laukik nephew of Brahma Baba, but very obedient to Baba. One who took care of all the Yajna activities during Baba's time. All the purchases. And the Yajna activities. His name means the child of the world. And all the dadis would call him Bhau. Bhau is elder brother. Anand Kishore Dada was very well versed in English, and he was taking care of the literature, the writings. Very jovial and at the same time very deep in knowledge. And he was one of the person who was in the team which went abroad for the first time for service in Japan. Along with Prakashmani Dadi and Ratanmani Dadi. Vishwaratan Dada took care of the accounts in the Yajna. All these Dadas also came to the Yajna when they were very young. during the Karachi days. Vishwaratan Dada used to conduct Amrit Vela meditation every single day in History Hall. When he used to sit in meditation, his eyes used to sparkle like diamonds. Very powerful, stable. Chandrahas Dada was the one responsible for the sound system. All the recordings of Baba's Murlis. He had bondage and somebody in his family tried to kill him by holding his throat. And since then he had bad throat. Very dedicated, and also he was responsible for the construction in Madhuban. These were the four Dadas who are the original jewels from Karachi. And 150 Dadis, sisters. Jagdish Bhai, also known as Sanjay from by Baba. Embodiment of wisdom, the one who changed the whole route of service in India, who wrote many books in Hindi and in English. Embodiment of renunciation and tapasya. Hardly wasted his time in this confluence age. Santri Dadi was the trans messenger and the Laukik Yugal of Vishwakishore Bhav. Very powerful and very powerful messenger as well. And she was a personal messenger for Brahma Baba. Thank you. Sushil Dadi is the Laukik sister of Manmohini Didi. Took care of Bombay centers. Gange Dadi was responsible for serving all the religious people in Banaras, Varanasi, all the religious heads. And she was an embodiment of maturity. We have Sandeshi Dadi, who took care of Orissa zone, also a trans messenger. Bholi Dadi, who took care of the kitchen. Baba many times in the Murli praised Bholi Dadi, because she was always on service 24 hours a day, always present on service, very incognito server. And the last one, Lachu Dadi, who was the personal Brahmani of Brahma Baba, offered bhog to Baba until she was alive. Looking at all the ancestor souls, all these dadis and the dadas, let us reflect and have that feeling of connectivity with these ancestor souls. We are connected to the seed anyway, to Shiva Baba. But let us also get connected with the roots of the Kalpa tree. And have that feeling of belongingness, the feeling of oneness. Somehow in a subtle form, we take support from these ancestor souls. We get inspired listening to the stories. we get teachings from their lives. We thank Baba from the bottom of our hearts. To get such a beautiful, elevated and enlightened family. For the next few minutes, let us spend time in appreciating and thanking Baba for whatever He has given us. Option.